Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Hello, I'm Mike Tate, and I am the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast. My producer told me that I needed to be the subject of the first podcast, which is kind of weird, like interviewing yourself. But anyway, here we go. I ought to talk about where the concept of this podcast came from, why I chose the name, and kind of why I think it's important. So I would tell you I'm kind of a reluctant podcaster. This is not on my bucket list to have a podcast. I was encouraged by several people to do this. So we hope it works out pretty well. We'll see as this goes along. But this concept kind of came from a meeting I had in 2018 when my first book, The White Shirt, was kind of rolled out at a meeting. They had a bunch of speakers there, and there's a guy there named Tom Schwartz. He owned a company called Interview Valet. And Interview Valet sets up podcasts, people like me, authors, with people who interview them on their podcast. So I signed on with Tom to do that. So last year in 2019, I did 15 or 20 podcasts and enjoyed them. But, you know, they were kind of long, I always thought. They were 30 to 45 minutes of me talking about me. And I listened to other podcasts, and there were 30, 45 minutes of people talking about themselves. I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I did a podcast to have one that talked about other people? Maybe gave people credit instead of me taking so much credit. And that was where that concept idea was born, because I think there's usually about 10 minutes worth of good stuff in most podcasts, and most of us have about a 10-minute attention span. So 10 minutes, podcast, giving credit to other people. So the idea of promoting others who helped you along is not an original idea of mine, certainly, but there's a guy named Sir Isaac Newton you may have heard of who says, "If I have seen further than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants." I think all of us have giants in our lives who did small things that helped us become who we are. And that is what this podcast is about, to have people share those people with you. Now, the other question is, why the name Small Time Leaders? I've made a little bit of that, but about 6 months ago, I met a guy named Mario, and he owned a company that produces podcasts. It's called Launch a Podcast, and Mario agreed to help me put the technical pieces together around this podcast and produce it. And he told me I needed three things to have an effective podcast. And the first was a concept, which I had, small-time leaders, or the idea of that, and then a title, and then a theme song, and of course, listeners were the fourth ingredient. So I kind of had an idea of my title, but the way it all came together for me was I have a habit of every morning doing my best to start with a devotion and a prayer and worship music. And so about 3 months ago, I was having my morning worship, thinking about whether I should do this podcast, asking God if it's something that could serve something bigger purpose rather than just myself. And I was playing my worship music, and right before the worship music went off, when it went off, another song pops up, and the song was, "It's a Small World." And I smiled, and I thought, that's my song, and my theme is small-time leaders. It fits together. But then I thought, you know, that's a Disney song. There's no way I could afford to buy the rights to use that song. So I told Mario about it, and he went on and did some research and found out that "It's a Small World" is the only Disney song never copyrighted. Was given to the children of the world. If you're like me, I got a shudder at that time, thinking that maybe God's looking down at me with a message. I need to do this. I think God winked and said, "Mike, you ought to give this a try." So this is where the concept came from, the name came from in the song, which is kind of a miracle in itself. Now, I'd like to kind of close up by talking about why I think this is important, about giving credit to other people. I'm an executive coach, and I get called in sometimes to work with people
usually technical people who are having problems getting their teams going or interpersonal skills, things like that. I had a call about 4 years ago to work with a guy who was in charge of a large division of IT in a corporation. His name was John. John was a great guy. He'd been there 3 or 4 months. Wasn't good to be around. People enjoyed him, but he couldn't pull his team together. Just couldn't do it. Couldn't figure out why until I attended a few meetings and talked to some of his people. And I found out John's problem was no matter what good thing happened, John always took the credit for it. He figured out a way at the end of some way to make people know he was the guy with the idea, which was not always true. So you can imagine what that did to his team. So I sat down with John and said, John, you know, I've learned why I think you're not able to get your team together. Would you like to hear it? And he said, yes, I would. And I told him that you're not giving credit to other people. You're not being thankful or grateful. And you just don't show that out front. You may be thinking it, but you're not speaking it. And you need to do that more. He was kind of shocked, didn't realize he didn't do that. And he thought about it for a while. And he said, I'm going to try that. And I said, well, John, just kind of ease into it. Think about it a little bit more and try giving credit to others in your meetings. Kind of lift them up in front of people. And so John did that. And that was 4 years ago. Now John is the CIO of the organization simply by learning the power of giving credit to others. And when you give credit to others, you find yourself feeling better. There's a quote by Peyton Marsh, who was a chief of staff in the Army in 1918 to 1921. But he said this, and I have this quote on my wall. It is, there is a wonderful law of nature that three things we crave most in life are happiness, freedom, and peace of mind are always attained by giving them to someone else. So thank you for listening. Look forward to talking with you as I interview my guest on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Be a small-time leader today.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.